Hi, I'm Jolene Duplessis, and I want to introduce you to people in the tourism industry. People that have, despite all challenges that they faced, made a success of their tourism involvement, of their tourism business. And with me today is Gloria Khusani. I hope I pronounced that properly, Gloria. Welcome, Gloria, and thank you so much for being here. So let's see how you started in tourism.
In tourism first, I started to work here at Nice Tourism as information consultant for 13 years. Yes, so I have been in this industry for more than 13 years. So after that, I started my own business in 2020, which I registered it in 2019. But 2020 January is when I started to do my own tours as Vuka Ukhanye Community Tours.
So say that slowly, Vuka?
Vuka Ukhanye Community Tours.
And that means?
Which means rise and shine.
Well, there you go, and you are rising and shining.
Oh, yes.
So the challenges of starting your own tourism business. You live in a town that is dominated by tourism and by white people in
That's
the tourism
correct.
Industry.
Yes.
So how did you start that? Where did you get the guts?
First of all, when I was still working at tourism office, I noticed that it was one person who was doing township tour when I came here, and it was a white man who was doing the township tours. And then after that, there was two ladies who also entered in the township industry, and they really inspired me. It's a white lady and operating with an African lady. So they started their own company together. So those two people, they really inspired me. I was like, when I got a chance to work for myself, I would definitely do tourism in the township, working with the people in the township. It's what inspired me a lot.
So working with people in the township, that is very interesting.
Yes.
What do you mean by that?
Working with people in the township, it means like when I am doing my tours, I interact with the people. Actually, my tourists got a chance to interact with the people, learn more about the diverse culture that my community offer. So they experience how we do things in the township, because our life in the township is different to the life in the towns. You'll find out, they will ask questions like, it seems like these people, all of them, they knows you. Because it is the way that we interact with the people in the township. We greet each other, we respect each other. The culture is so deep, it's so rich, our culture in the township. Mm-hmm. So it's what our tourists experience when we go there in the township.
So you're talking about people. I mean, so
yes.
Tourism is basically about people, isn't it?
That's correct,
yeah.
Yes.
So you have to have a connection to your community, and
yes.
You have to have a connection to the people that come to your community.
That's correct, yes.
How do you do that? Did you practice that? Is that something that happened in your background? Were you raised like that?
I will say we have been raised like that as African people, because to us, it is just inside of us. Like when you see someone who's the same age with your mother, you also say mom. It is not only your mother, our neighbors, it's like your family as well. It is what my tourists, when they come to my neighborhood, they also experience. They will find out like that. These people, they are staying in the same neighborhood, but they know each other, they respect each other. So it is something us as the African people, we grew up, our parents actually taught us like that.
So that was actually basically natural to you?
It's come out naturally. Mm-hmm. Even our children these days as well, it just come out naturally.
So interacting with people can be very exhausting.
That's correct.
Is it exhausting?
Yes, it is. It is. It. You need like to get used of it. Mm-hmm. Because I can do a township tour at 10 o'clock. And it is about 2 to 2.5. It differ from the people what they want to experience. And I need to do a 3 o'clock again afternoon. So I am going to these different places or the same route again. But now when I'm doing my 3 o'clock tour, those people, they expect me to be fresh and be ready for their tour. They doesn't care if how many tours I have done in that same day. Maybe it's a peak season, maybe I'm having 3 tours a day. So my last tour at 3 o'clock, those people, they expect me, my tourists, to be fresh and ready for them to do the tour. So it's very something else, but you need to enjoy it. Because the more you enjoy it, you don't get tired when you enjoy it. But when you first start, I'm not going to lie to you, when you are starting it, you are nervous, you are not sure about what you're going to say, you are not sure that you are communicating correct with these people, you are not sure about everything, but you just need to go with the flow. As you keep doing it, and you keep practicing it, getting more tools, and then you go back and say, okay, this I did correct, this, okay, I need to improve in this area, and then you get enjoying your tours, and then it become part of your life.
Okay, so in other words, your experience as a tourist guide,
yes,
is also self-reflecting.
It is, because when are you doing tours as a tour guide, you are also selling yourself. It is also about you. Some you find out other tourists, they are interested in your life more than what you are doing. Some you find out, okay, you need to read your tourists when you are doing the tour. Just understand the flow. While you are still going, you'll say, okay, these ones, they are more interested in my life, about myself, about my family, all those kind of things. And you'll find those who are more interested about the history of Knysna, how Knysna started, what is going on in Knysna. They are more interested in the whole history about Knysna. And then you find those who are more interested about the development about Knysna Township, what is happening, the development, when it started. So you need to read the tourist before you start your tour, and that make your job easier.
So it's self-awareness and awareness of the people around you.
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
So would you say that that is a prerequisite for a young person to actually go into the industry? Do they have to really have self-knowledge?
Yes.
Or do they only have to have factual knowledge?
They need both. They need both. And I will encourage our youth they must get out of their comfort zone and then start to do something for themselves. Because if you are a tour guide, you are not only doing money for yourself, you are also working with the community. So you need to go out and see other people who maybe are good in things of culture, art and craft work, maybe there's culture, dance, those kind of things. So you are working together with that kind of people in your community. So it is very good to know those people, and then you can bring them in your tours as well.
Okay. So what are your plans for the future?
My plans for the future, as my business is still, I can say, is still in a baby stage. As soon my company grows, I would love to work more with the community, to have another guide to help me on my tours. And I would love to have a homestay. The reason is because now in our townships, I have been noticing that we don't have homestays. And then I also experience that most of people who comes, our tourists now, want to stay in the township and learn more about our township. So which means if I have a homestay, I will include my tour as well, tour guiding tours. We do a township tour, going maybe to another home for dinner, or I will have dinner in my house with them, and then they will experience the whole township package. That is an idea. Having traditional dancing, just to experience and explore our township life.
So in other words, involving more people in the tourism industry.
That will be a more job creation.
Yeah.
That is an idea behind.
Okay.
Yes.
So that's your plans for the future?
That is my plan for the future.
Fantastic, Gloria. I really enjoy listening to you because I know you will make a success of it, as you've
thank
been
you.
Making a success of your tourist guiding business.
Yes,
thank you. So going out on your own, all of that, well done.
Thank you so much, Jolene, for
and
having me.
All the best for the future. Thank you, Gloria Hosani, for
thank
being
you.
Here.
It was nice being with you. Thanks a lot.